T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marks and Reese, we're back. I was listening to the late innings of the Phillies game again last night on the Odyssey app as I was, TV was on, but I also was going around with my earbuds. I was doing stuff, getting ready for bed, going downstairs or whatever. So I caught a large portion of the game on the Odyssey app. So Phillies get the win last night. They'll be back at it tonight with Aaron Nola on the mound for the Phils. We'll give you the starting lineup before we get out of here. We'll get back to your phone calls as well on the Eagles draft and how you're feeling about the team going forward. But let's get to a top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz.
That's right. And since it's May the 4th be with you day or whatever, that people have to...
I want to stab myself with a lifesaver.
Right. So on top... So with that...
I like the song. I do like the song. No, that's about it.
It's fine. Whatever. It's just an annoying day. So I decided to rank the top 5 most annoying sayings in all the world with May the 4th be with you as a part of it.
Okay.
Number 5 is a that's what she said joke. They're not funny. They're annoying. Every time they say it, no one really picks up on it. And then it's like kind of awkward laughing. I'm out on the that's what she said.
So where's that from?
Oh, that's what she said.
Yeah.
That's from Steve Carell.
Yeah, it's from The Office.
Right.
Is that where that's from?
It's where it started, and then it's like the thing for the 24 to 29 year olds, and it got old after a while.
Is that where that started?
Yeah.
Yeah. You would have never known, right?
I had no idea. No.
That's where it started, yeah.
Right. It's very annoying. Number 4, I have defense wins championships.
Oh, I love that one.
I hate that saying. I hate when people say it on the radio. It's not
true. We had
true.
One person today say defense wins championships.
I know. That's what made me put it on this list. It's like,
you got to be able to play defense and run the football.
Yep. Damn right.
Defense wins championships in this league. Everyone knows it, even though.
That was in the 80s.
Yep.
Yes.
All that matters. Number 3, I have May the 4th be with you. The third most annoying saying. Because it's just like, it's all day with the May the 4th. It's like, come on.
I knew it was coming. And
I purposely stayed off Twitter because of that nonsense.
Well, and I played into it by Instagramming the picture of me and Chewbacca.
Yeah, I know you find it annoying, but you even pandered to it as well.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't find it nearly as annoying as you. I actually, I like people that are annoyed by it more than I'm annoyed by it.
Yeah, I'm one of the people that you like that's
right.
Annoyed by it.
Yeah, I have very little interest in anything that they're taught. Like with Star Wars, I saw it when I was a kid. I don't have any interest in it.
I don't know any of the new ones. I only like the old ones, right? Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. Those are the only 3 Star Wars movies that I recognize. I don't even recognize this new
age. I have no idea.
I have never seen any of them.
Yeah, see, I only watch the new ones, like The Phantom Menace.
Right, yes. I don't even know what that is.
I haven't seen any of the old ones.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't bother. I mean, exactly. I have no interest in any of it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Not even the old ones?
No, I watched it when I was a kid, and I had the Star Wars figurines. I don't watch a lot of movies.
I got the box set.
Yeah?
I had a guy.
I do. The 3 movies?
Yeah.
Star Wars, I got it's a box set. Yeah,
yeah, very, very, very popular. Like, one of the biggest franchises of the early, in the mid-80s.
Yes.
But I don't have
any interest. But it's not even that. Like, the midday, this is what really annoyed me. The midday show opened today, okay?
Of course.
These guys all come out. They do the John Ritchie fact. And they open the show, and the camera goes, John, may the 4th be with you. And then they're all doing the may the 4th be with you back to each other. Just a super nerdy midday show, per usual.
Yep. No, I was actually wondering if Howie was a Star Wars fan.
Oh, you could see that, couldn't you? Oh, I'm surprised you didn't greet Angela with it this morning.
I don't know. All right, number 3, may the 4th be with you.
Yes. Number 2 is 420 jokes. It's the worst day of the year. It's like, happy holidays. Yes. Shut up. Yes. All right. It's annoying. It was annoying in high school. It's annoying on 420.
It wasn't annoying in college for me, but now, I don't really care.
You are in your mid-40s. So.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, when 25,
yes, I'm with you.
Probably a different meaning than it does now.
I don't need Snoop to be on my TV any more than he normally is. And now him and Martha Stewart have another damn commercial. I mean, really, with a big lighter. That's what we're doing, Snoop. You and Martha just out here just raking in the dough.
Shows you how mainstream Snoop's become.
Oh, man, Snoop, man. I give him credit. Yep. Man. He adapted.
It's amazing. All right, number one, Jack.
My most annoying saying of all time is 69 jokes. They're not funny. They've never been funny. Stop saying nice when someone puts out a saying of like, but this guy said 69 attempts and people reply with nice, 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 nice,
right,
nice,
Gronkowski.
Nice.
Gronkowski with his, oh, he says
the
it
worst.
Anytime. Yeah.
It's like, why is it even funny? You just sound like an idiot.
It's not. It's stupid. It's a good list, Jack.
Well, it's like, nice, 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 nice. Like, come on. Like, what are we, right. Four, really?
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, that's a pretty good list you have there.
It's a good list.
Yeah.
It is. Good list.
I'm
all
annoyed
right.
by pretty much all of those, yeah.
Top five annoying sayings via Jack Fritz.
Although I'm not as annoyed by the that's what she said.
Yeah, it's definitely five on the list.
That comes out at least twice on the golf course.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, left is short. No, yeah.
That's what she said.
nailed it, Ike. Nailed it.
That could have been a Howie laugh. See, the Howie laugh's going to be tough to It's going to be tough to use in
that
segment because of the end.
Well, which is the best? Which is the better laugh?
It's an easier laugh to use in the show.
Yeah, yes. I agree.
Oh yeah.
I like the oh yeah the most, I think.
But it was a little bit of a belly laugh for both. It was a ha. And then Howie just had that little finish, the big finish right there.
Oh, that's the best. Oh, that's, man. Yeah, that's the best right there.
No one's competing against that. All right, 215-592-9494. If you're a big Star Wars fan and you take and you take offense to the conversation, I'll give you carte blanche right now to school these guys and me, because I probably dislike it more than anybody.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, you just don't like the day. I just don't like the movies, or you know.
Well, I don't like the new movies. Well, you don't like the old ones either.
Yeah, I just don't care. I don't.
Yeah, I don't think this show is very sci-fi.
No. No, not at all. 215-592-9494. And the Eagles, feeling better, yes or no? The draft was okay, but I'm not, you know, people are calling in saying 10, 11 wins this year. You're crazy. Lou, Northeast Philly. Lou, how are you?
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Let me just take you off speaker a second.
You got it. All right.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, Ikey, do me a favor.
What's up, brother?
I know you're not going for the okey-doke. Please holler at your boy, Johnny Marsh. I tell him, don't go for the okey-doke, because Howie Roseman sold Angelo a bill of goods this morning, and I called Angelo this morning and told him so. He sold him a bill of goods. He lied through his teeth.
I'm out.
You guys mentioned the name of a guy that you need to bring on your show to tell you the real deal, the real truth of what's what, Tom Donahue. Get him on your show, and he'll tell you that the Eagles were actually really looking at Aaron Hernandez. What's his name?
The guy. Not Aaron Hernandez, but.
No, I'm sorry. With him, Aaron Robinson.
Yes.
The guy in the
corner.
The cornerback,
yeah.
Right. Now, he made several mistakes in this year's draft, Howie Roseman, and I'll break them all down for you right now, Ike.
Go ahead. We're listening.
Okay, and I just want to make a short aside here. Johnny Marks, your mama had it right. It was a smug laugh.
Oh.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Okay, now here,
right.
I'm going to break it down for you. First of all, the first sacrilege that he did, he traded down from 6 to 12 with the Dolphins, and he didn't get proper compensation. I felt he should have got a haul.
More than a first. Okay.
No. Yeah, I felt he should have got as much as they gave up to Cleveland to get from 8 to 2 for Carson Wentz.
I think that's a fair criticism.
Yes. Now, the next one, okay? Second round, he takes Landon Dickerson, who has injury plague. He has injury history. Why are you drafting an injury history player? Third of all, now you get to the third round. Because he wants to outsmart himself again, he drops down three picks. And they lose out on Aaron Robinson because he wanted to outsmart himself. Now the thing you were talking about, he was talking about when Angelo asked him about the ninth pick, he lied his behind off. He straight up bold-faced lied. They were looking for what's his name, for Peyton, Patrick Surtain,
uh-huh.
and this idiot probably didn't want to pay the freight. He didn't want to pay the freight. That's who they should have got. I agree with you, Ike.
Well,
100. 100% unequivocally, without question.
But, like, so Lou, when you criticize for moving from 6 to 12, I think that's valid because you could have gotten whatever cornerback you wanted at 6 if you really were dead set on a corner. They wanted the first-round draft pick. They thought they could have their cake and eat it, too. They thought they could get one of the four players and the first-round draft pick. Guess what?
And they did.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. Or Dwight and I believe they should have taken a corner before? Yes. If they would have been there, it would have been a mistake not to. They were trying to get the corner.
And that's why I'm not tripping over it because
they knew who they wanted first.
Yes.
Now, the mistake they may have made was not taking one at 6, but like Denver really likes the player. So for Denver to make the trade, they're going to want a lot more than it's worth to trade up.
And they want the player.
Because they want the player.
Yes.
Carolina wanted the player.
Yes.
They value a cornerback, right? So they want the player. It's tough to get somebody to trade a player that they're now saying, like, no, we want this guy.
Yeah,
we don't want a future second-round draft pick for going up 3 spots. Which, by the way, the Eagles probably wouldn't give up to go up a couple spots.
Now,
so anyway.
He's probably hinting at Howie not being truthful. And if this is the case, that Lou was hinting at, I understand why Howie couldn't be truthful when he was talking to Angelo this morning about the process to move up to get Devontae and how much they wanted him because he brought up the corner. So what he was really saying is they wanted the corner and they had to settle on Devontae Smith. Well, here's the thing. Howie's not going to come out here and say when everybody's sitting here praising Devontae Smith for being an Eagle and they drafted him, what do you want him to say? That he was our second option? He was our third option? No, they're going to come out as if he was the guy they wanted the entire time.
Yeah, he's on the team. Why would he say he wanted somebody else?
Yes, and that's what he should come out and say.
Yes, agreed.
That he's the guy that they wanted. But all you got to do is read the tea leaves and know that they were trying to get up to get the corner.
Yeah.
Anybody can see that.
He answered the question appropriately.
The way he's supposed to, without creating another firestorm.
Mm. Hey, Jack, maybe for our 5 o'clock Twitter question, you can put out some other annoying sayings. I'm getting people that are tweeting them at me.
Uh-oh.
At Mark's Reese WIP, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, when you're searching for the Mother's Day gift for mom. Mark's Jewelers, you can shop right there online. They're on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Mark's-Jewelers.com.
Have you ever heard the Eagles talk about a draft pick and say, well, he wasn't really our first or second choice?
Well, nobody says that. No team, and nobody from any team would ever say that. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You just have to read between the lines. They were trying to move up to get a corner. They wanted a corner. They're happy to have Devontae Smith because the corners weren't available. No, he's not going to come out and say, well, yeah, we really wanted this play. I mean, he wouldn't even mention Russell Wilson's name when talking about him because he's afraid of tampering issues. So he's not going to even say that.
Yep.
All right, back to the phones. Jonathan in Norristown. Jonathan, how are you? What's up? Jonathan, hello. Tony from the state of Delaware. Tony, how are you? What's going on?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Tony!
What's up, Tony?
First time caller. Love the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, so I have two questions, and I'm wondering, one is, if we, with what we drafted now, what do you think the division record's going to be?
6-9, 11.
For a total record? Okay, well, what do you think we would have been if we drafted a cornerback instead of, like, Milton in the third?
6-11.
Yeah, so I think maybe next year with the 3 first-round picks, we can attack the secondary.
Okay,
I'm not too upset with this year.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you like the pick of an offensive lineman in the second round?
The risk versus reward. I think it's worth it. I mean, he is injured, but the guy's good. The guy's good.
Okay. All right. Like the thing I worry about is those 3 first round draft picks vanish because the Eagles make a trade, and now you're trying to build around a veteran player here without a defense that's anywhere near adequately to handle a good offense, right? So that's the thing I worry about.
Yeah, you never know with Hallie. That's for sure. He's a wild card.
All right, Tony, appreciate it. I heard on the Rich Eisen show, which now actually you can get on the Odyssey app. It's the exclusive streaming home of the Rich Eisen show. Yesterday, he was talking about how every year at the draft, you hear a lot of different stuff. You hear a lot of different rumors. You hear from this person, that person, obviously off the record, but you're able to get a lot of information you otherwise wouldn't normally get. Mm-hmm. So he was talking about what he's hearing about Deshaun Watson, and he's hearing that all of the civil stuff may be like close to a settlement, or it seems like it's headed that way. Mm-hmm. And the next step is now, what are they going to do with them? And the first team he mentioned with what they're going to do with them is the Philadelphia Eagles. Mentioned a couple teams, but the first first name that was brought up was the Philadelphia Eagles in the three first-round draft picks and everything else.
Yep.
So buckle up.
Who has draft capital?
Well, who even
needs him?
Right.
He still wants out?
Yes.
Who has the draft capital? The Eagles.
The Eagles.
Eagles have the draft capital, and they have a need for the quarterback.
Right. I don't know if it could happen this year, because he's probably going to be suspended. Even if he comes to a settlement on these civil suits, they've done it before. There's been Ben Roethlisberger, nothing criminal happened in his case, and he was suspended 6 games, I believe. So I don't like.
Oh,
I don't,
he's getting 6 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting 6 games because of the report that came out, the stuff that was in it.
There's enough there to realize something fishy.
Yep.
Is going on. So, like, I don't know if they try to make the deal this year or not, but, like, what team right now would say, Deshaun Watson, yes, we want you, right? There's a lot of teams that actually drafted a quarterback. Like, the Patriots took a quarterback in the first round. Other teams took quarterbacks in the first round. Yep. I guess Denver would still be in the market because they're probably in the market for Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. But, like, Miami, are they going to make a trade now after just using those draft picks and having Tua? No, right?
Nope.
So the Eagles are actually the one team that does make a lot of sense for a lot of different perspectives.
And they're sitting there waiting.
Yep. Yep, they are.
They are sitting there waiting. And like you said, this thing sort of works itself out. And when it's quiet, it's being worked out behind the scenes. And this was...
Oh, and there hasn't been anything in the last week or two.
This and we knew that there was a financial ramifications here because they're civil suits. They aren't charges against him.
Right.
This is a civil suit, so they are technically suing him for financial gain. And he's working it out behind the scenes.
Yep.
That's obviously what's happening.
And they looked into a criminal element of it, and it hasn't – like they haven't come out and said there's no charges, but we haven't heard anything about it.
Oh, if there were charges that they felt they can go and convict him on
– he'd already be –
he'd be charged.
He'd be charged. Agreed. No, I agree with you. Guided door and window. Buy any window or door and get the second at 50% off plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Steve in South Philly. What's up, Stevie? How are you, buddy?
What up, dudes?
What's up?
What's up, Steve?
All right. This is my question for both of you guys. Mm. Imagine if both of your wives said, or if you were both headed to the store and your wives say, hey, we need some things from the market. You're like, what we need? She's like, well, we need a couple of things, but what we really, really need is toilet paper. And you're like, okay. And imagine you get to the store, you finish shopping, you come back home with an 80-inch flat-screen TV, which was refurbished. I know this is not what we needed, but it was a really, really good price. What's going to happen to you?
Too good to pass up. Right?
I tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to tell the wife to reach in my drawer and grab one of my T-shirts.
No, but that's what I feel like. They're trying to make me feel crazy because this whole philosophy of don't draft for need, get the best player. I'm like, bro, at the end of the day, even if we get another quarterback, which is great, at the end of the day, like I look at not the Saints game, but the Cardinals game. Man, Jalen was balling. But at the end of the day, if we can't keep the other team from putting another touchdown or two on, at the end, they just know that they can just go over the top and get what they want, dude can go crazy. As a matter of fact, that used to happen to Deshaun Watson all the time. He'd be going crazy. But you know what? Mm. That secondary give up another 7 or 14 points at the end of the game. Oh, well.
Yeah. Can't stop it. I mean, and that's what Dallas was dealing with, right?
Thanks, Steve.
Like Dallas's defense.
Yep.
They score points, but they can't stop anybody. And again, it doesn't mean that because they didn't take a corner, it was a bad draft or you should feel bad about the draft. It just means that we had an opportunity to get a starting corner. And if you wanted to get – obviously, they love Landon Dickerson, right? They obviously do. They love the personality.
They love him.
Characteristics that he brings to the table as a leader, all those things, and they couldn't pass on it because you had an opportunity to take a starting corner. You could have drafted a lineman next year that's not going to play this year. So Just like we're sitting here saying, well, they could get a corner next year with those three first-round picks. They can get a lineman next
year, until they don't.
Yeah, like they can get a lineman next
year. They could have taken a corner last year in the second round when they took a quarterback. Well, there's next year.
There's next year. They get a corner next year.
No, and Steve, I mean, it wasn't Steve, but the convincing job of everything's great here, this is why we love it, and this is why this pick is smart. They did the same thing last year with Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Like, I can't believe this reaction. Like, well, you can never have enough good quarterbacks. What are you people talking about? No, he's inexpensive. I don't see any reason why this is a bad idea. And what were we saying, Ike?
Yeah, this is not going to work
out. This is not a good idea. You don't draft a quarterback in the second round after you just did what you did with Carson Wentz, right? Yeah. And then what happened? Blew right up in his face. So now they draft an often injured offensive lineman. They have no idea when anybody sees this as being not a good pick. And we all say, like, he's missed four of the last 5 years. His season's ended with major injuries, right? And then what happened? So, like, this is just, again, like the Sidney Jones thing, I think people were in on that because needed a corner.
Yeah.
You were getting, he wasn't going to play a year. It was worth it for a second round pick, but that didn't work out. So, we learned from some of those mistakes.
Yeah. I don't care how you slice it, what you like about the draft, they are clearly rolling the dice on Landon Dickerson's knee.
Yep.
They just saw it because that's what they're betting on, that he's going to come back healthy and play at the level in which they anticipate, because all those great characteristics he has as a leader and all of that, that's all fine and dandy. But if you're not out on the field and you're spending most of your time rehabbing or in a training room, that doesn't matter. It just means you're a likable person.
Right. Yep. Yeah, I mean, and both Howie and Andy Weidel both said that, like, we're saying the same sayings about him.
Yeah.
Very well prepared this year coming out what they were going to say. They were saying the exact same things, and I don't think that was by accident.
No.
And it's what they believe about him,
too. Yeah, it doesn't mean they aren't true. It just means that those are the reasons why you took him even though he was injured. That's basically what you're saying. You're saying this is how great of a person he is. This is what he's going to mean to the locker room, to that position meeting room. He's a John Runyon type of guy.
I'll bet on him, they both said.
Those are all the reasons you're saying that you took him, even though he has a torn ACL.
All right, coming up, phone calls at 215-592-9494. The Marks and Reese text line comes around about 5:40. Some Star Wars people are angry with us. 215-592-9494. We may hear from them next.
What?
Also, and we'll give you the Phillies lineup before we get out of here as well, as they take on the Brewers tonight. Did Joel Embiid concede the MVP last night after the game? It sure sounded like it.
Damn, saying ain't so, process.
Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.